Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to a delayed, three-hour delay version of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and I know a lot of you are chomping at the bit because of emails you've received, because of conversations you've had with people that are in the know, that may know something is brewing, and let me reassure you, it is brewing. If you have pen and paper handy, if you're not driving or if somebody next to you who's not driving, they have the ability to write this down, that would be a good thing, okay? Typically, when announcements and enhancements are made by Niken, they take the time to do a WebEx, which is exactly what's going to be taking place tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. You should have received an email about this that gives you, let me just pull up my email and I can tell you exactly what it says. It gives you all the instructions on how to connect onto this WebEx and how to get plugged in. You can listen to it, just the audio version, if you want to access it via phone. I would highly recommend doing that, but at the same time, highly recommend not doing that because you'll want to see the information, because not all of us are audio learners. Some of us are video learners or visual learners, and you'll want to see how this is being broken down. This has nothing to do with products. Okay, Niken Solutions. This has everything to do with the business, okay? So that being said, lots of fantastic changes that are for the better. I don't see any negatives in these at all. I only see 100% positive. So I was specifically asked, the President's Club members were specifically asked by Jonathan Hallstrom not to be the weak link and not to spill the beans. So that being said, I'm not going to spill the beans. However, I am going to say, as I'm looking at my notes here, what we had before in our compensation and our commissions as far as advancing to ranks, any hurdle or any difficulty or any obstacle that we thought was there, as far as the amount of volume that would need to be produced, the time frame that it need to be produced in, that's been obliterated. Okay, just kind of picture with me an atomic bomb exploding and all of those hurdles and any obstacle, anything, any barrier being completely obliterated, because what I'm looking at now in my notes, and I even took a picture of one of the slides just so I could have a reference of it, it's gone. And what we have now to literally empower people to grab the Niken opportunity and say, look, I want to do this as a business. It's more than just buying a few of those solutions and using them in my home. I want to share this with other people. Okay, well, we have a track you can run on now that's very simple. It's very doable. And if you want to maximize your commission in an accelerated form, we can do that in a very, very short amount of time, and one that there's not any great hurdles. So I want to reiterate again, tomorrow evening, 6 p.m., that's Sunday night, yes, it is on a Sunday, July 1st, at 6 p.m., all the information's on the email that should be in your email box. If you have not received that, please call somebody, your upline, your sponsor, somebody else has to have received that and can get it to you. Or if you accidentally deleted it in the subject line, it simply says your name and then July kickoff WebEx tomorrow night, webcast, I'm sorry. Just received this 2 hours ago, so it came this morning, and it's got all the information there, how to dial in, how to access the WebEx so you can see exactly what's being presented. And it's all there. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to be on the call to just get the information firsthand. So let me put it to you this way. I think I can do this without getting myself in trouble. Yeah, I'm looking back over my notes here. Yeah. Let me put it to you this way. Anything that you've already started during the spring months, let's say May and June, if you're working, if you're a direct or a senior or an executive and or bronze and you're working towards silver, you're going to be loving this, absolutely loving it. Because what commences, what kicks in and goes into effect tomorrow, July 1st, you'll be able to tap into what you've already created and build from there. Let me put it to you this way. There are going to be silvers. If you've looked at the most recent issue of the Family Magazine, and there's, 20, 25 silvers pictured in there, if that, we're going to have more silvers breaking out in the month of July than we've probably ever seen in any single one month in Nikkan, in, at least in North America's history before. That's my prediction. Am I stepping out too far? I don't think so. I don't think so at all, because what's taken place, what's been changed to allow us to do that. So here's what I'm going to do. I know there's a couple other President's Club members on the line right now who were just on the call. And if you can, before I give any instructions to open up for questions, if you can hit *6 on your phone line, that'll put you into the main line here. And I'd love to have clarification and or additional comments to what I've just said. Now, of course, you don't want to spill the beans here and give too much, but join me. And then we'll open it up for Q&A from the masses here and see how much fun we can have. So anybody else that was on that line? I know Stephen B. You were
yes, on. I was there, Vance, and thank you for the invitation to join you. I don't want to spill the Jade Greenzymes tablets. Beans don't count toward TV.
Stephen, let me ask you this question. I know you're gallivanting around doing errands right now. What we just heard, based on our experience, our almost 20 years of being with Nikkan, am I off in saying that we're going to see more silvers breaking this month in July?
No, you're absolutely correct. And really, Vance, I'd like to call you and me back to mid-1990s when your upline and mine, the great Benny Rogers, was lobbying for things just exactly like this, because he said it would be easier and simpler. Now, if there's somebody that is becoming a silver tonight with 20,000 PV, just think of all the volume you're going to receive from that and the commissions on it. But if there's somebody that's going for it next month, it is just going to be easier. And I don't think that spills any tablets to you.
No, I think you danced. You did it as one of our other leaders, Jim Curry, says. You did a good dance step on that.
Yes, thank you. But it is some very, very positive changes. I remember once before in the early 2000s when the reach for going down and counting people for rank was altered somewhat, and that was very positive. And this one goes some steps beyond that and is even more positive. So it is going to be motivating to people with organizations and to people coming up to silver, and it will be easier and simpler. And at the same time, I believe it will enhance commissions all up and down the board. It's just the realities of today.
And what I really appreciate about the way you just described it is that several years ago, Kendall Cho, our president at the time, put some new qualifications in place that at first, and I know you will attest to this, they looked great because all of a sudden we didn't have to have certain ranks first level. And
right.
Although it was great in the way it was introduced, there were some other kind of a backdoor fine print qualifications that came back to bite a lot of people really hard in the, in the backside.
And yeah, that's very true. And with this, I don't detect any poison in the protein. In those days, you were sort of tempted sometimes to hire an assassin for some of your first levels that were just in the way, and now those people can rejoice. They don't have to have armored cards.
Yeah. I learned about those armored cars last weekend at a firefighter training and what it takes to try and get into those vehicles. And they're very much unpenetrable. You know, Stephen, one other quick comment that I'd love to gain from you is that the the level of, because back when you and I went silver, again, stone ages ago, the requirement was 40,000 in volume spread out over 2 months. That, of course, has been long gone, long, long time. Most of the people on the call don't even, they can't even relate to that at all. And yet, we all recognize that being silver, silver and above is the best position because we can receive, when you take retail
Correct.
And our commissions, you put them together, it's a 45% commissionable volume that we can be receiving in return. With this change, as of tomorrow, when it's implemented, and it becomes effective immediately, that's the thing, I think we can announce that without dumping over anything.
Right.
It's effective immediately. So anything that's been created in May and June with the rolling, the existing silver rank, with the rolling, you know, several months to get it,
right.
we can tap into May and June volume.
Yes.
There are going to be people that, you know, generated a certain amount of volume and that think, well, I was planning on making silver in August. Well, you're going to rethink that. Because of this change. But would you agree, here's my question, would you agree that we need to regroup and revamp our strategy in encouraging people to put their sights on silver?
Oh yes, very definitely. The difference is between climbing Mount Everest and climbing Multnomah Falls.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that much easier to do. So it is a good time to refocus, and we're all going to need some digestion time. So don't worry if you're not catching it all. We don't quite catch it all either. We've looked at it now. You're a quicker study than I am, probably, but still, I have a lot of reviewing to do on this. But it all does look very positive.
And I did like the fact that the slides. I think Jonathan said the slides would be available to go back and review, so that gives me good indication that this webcast tomorrow evening will be recorded, so you can go back
right.
at any given time and review it. Because you've got a few years on me, but even as a 43-year-old, almost 44 now, I'm looking at three pages of notes that I scribbled as fast as I could. And I'm still going, okay, now what about that? I missed that, but I think I understood that. So, again, So,
well,
thank
great.
You. Stephen, anything
You're
else you want to throw in there?
No, I'll give somebody else a chance to react, and I'll go to listen mode.
Okay,
thank you, Vance.
All right, if there's anybody else that wants to join in, I think that was enough clarification that I'd wanted. Anybody else? Star 6 on your phone line will bring you in, and what I'd ask you to do, for the sake of everybody else, because not all of us are in an environment like where Stephen was or where I am right now, where there's not any background noise, if you can hit Star 6, ask your question, and then hit Star 6, or just mute on your phone, either way, so if there is any background noise, because that's been the biggest request that I've received from people on this call, is that if you could get your people to mute out again, that would help out. So, the line is open. Star 6 will bring you on to the call, and then Star 6 will take you back out again. If you've got a question or a comment, if you want to try and see if you can eke out this information from me prior to tomorrow evening's webcast, go for it. Take your best shot.
Quick comment, Vance.
Yes, thank you.
Another
Presence Club member who you were on the call, correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yes.
So would you agree with me that being a royal diamond with these new, and some of these changes happen immediately as in tomorrow, and then some of them go into effect January 1st, 2013, would you agree with me, as a royal diamond, you just got a shot in the arm?
Most definitely, and Stephen said it very well in saying that we, you know, I can't say almost tried to lobby for some of these, but they were definitely talked about years and years ago, and we said, why can't they do this? Is it not possible? You know, they can see the handwriting on the wall, and, you know, yes, a bunch of them will benefit us directly on the long term, But the thing that I see is in the benefit to us, that means the benefit goes across the board to anybody else that wants to do. And I'm not going to say what we've done, because it's going to be so much easier to accumulate and achieve what we have worked towards, and will be reaping the rewards of the long term for the business. And, you know, we've kind of had to say, well, you know, you have to continue building at, you know, a reasonable pace. But now it's going to be so much easier because everybody else will be able to see the benefit of it also for the long haul, for the long term. People that used to think about having careers for retirement, this is it. I mean, yeah. This is truly it. There is no job now, career for retirement. None. And I think everybody would agree on that with the corporate structure. But in the MLM industry, this is it by far.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because even for people that are not looking to make Nikan as a career, when you talk about the word retirement, you know, you and Dad are both 70 years old. Okay, you're into those retirement years. But people who are 40, 50 years old right now, or even in their 30s, who are thinking, what could I do something on the side? And if people just put their sights on silver and thought, well, hey, if I did that and I was able to, again, I always add retail and commission together. So that's a 45% markup. So if I introduce somebody to a waterfall and I'm a silver, not only am I able to earn the $75 profit between retail and whole and consultant price, but I also get another 20% commission on the commissionable volume. So that's what is the commissionable volume? I'll just look it up so I can speak with authority here and have some sense of knowledge. On the waterfall, the commissionable volume is $284. So 20% of that is, you know, let's just do it this way, 284 times 20%. That's $56. So 56 plus 75 equals $131. That we can earn in our pocket for every single waterfall that we introduce to somebody. That's a lot of money. By just having somebody in your home, giving them a glass of water. Angelique Edelin talked about that this morning. Somebody comes into your home, it's so much easier to talk about what you're doing because you're just living it. This is what you naturally do. It's no different than if, you know, you gave somebody a ride in your car and they said, man, that's a really nice air freshener you have in here, but it's really not strong. Where did you get it? Well, you just referred them to wherever and you didn't get paid a dime. But now with Nikan, we'll have the opportunity, even as somebody who's looking at a retirement extra commission, an extra $150 just from introducing one person to a waterfall every single month, you know, is, I'm sorry, what I say, 56 plus 75, that's $130. So $130, I think you understand where I'm coming from. The idea here is to getting people to silver. That was always our idea before, both for rank advancement for yourselves, if we're looking at doing it beyond that. Now we'll have a, you can use the word easier. Mom, you use the word easier, I think. I hope that people don't misunderstand and think that it's been cheapened, because it definitely has not.
No,
definitely not. And the bar has not been lowered at all. It's just simply been simplified, and that we have an opportunity here to allow more people. I love the way that, and I'll finish with this comment. Ruth Williams, years ago, prior to being in Nikan, she kind of had this vision, so to speak, if I can call it that, dream, whatever. And in her vision, she was standing on this overlook, kind of a hill, so to speak, and looking down at all of these people. And in the vision, basically the explanation was, these are people who have followed you because you've given them information to make their lives better. You've equipped them to be better people. And she said once they got going into NECAN, that's when she realized that what they're doing today, what Dennis and Ruth Williams are doing today, is the full embodiment of that vision. And that's all we're really doing, is we're introducing people to NECAN. And Pam Benson said it best this way when I was on the phone with her, when she said, you know, it's not about you just go talk to people. What they were saying to people? Well, all we're doing is inviting them to the party. We're inviting them to take a look. The wake-up story, in my opinion, is the best way to do that. You know, 3 minutes and 52-second video that explains, hey, this is what one organization is encouraging us to do as friends, to introduce other people to solutions that we've discovered. Well, NECAN has those solutions. What are they? Well, why don't you come over, or when can I get together and I can show you a few of them and start there? That's the embodiment of it. So, questions, comments, the line is open. Again, all you got to do is hit star 6, throw your question out there, and...
Hi, Ben. This is Molly Chung.
Go ahead, Molly.
Can you clarify, if you could, are the number of seniors required is less, or the volume required is less?
Okay, the number of seniors required for going silver has not changed.
Okay. The volume?
That has changed.
Okay.
Now, are you going to start? You're going to start asking me, you know, is it 10,000? Is it 15,000? And I'll just keep saying yes or no. If you ask that, I'm just going to play mute, like I muted my own line, because that, my dear friend in Dayton, Ohio, that would be spilling the beans, spilling the jade green dimes, tipping over the omega DHA. That would be too much.
Okay, that's enough for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Molly.
Let other people ask more clearly.
No, you did a great job. You did a great job.
Okay.
Again, on your line, if you want to hit star 6, that'll open it up.
There's one more thought. Most of the people on this line are here because they have had, I'm going to say, a little bit of a serious note on this business for maybe some time. There might be some very new ones too, but a lot of them have been with us for a period of time. Any of you that have thought semi-serious about, really would like to have a second income from NECAN, I think you're going to be overjoyed when you hear the ramifications of the long term that you've put in. And I would suggest that you get as many people on the line tomorrow. Tell them they're only going to understand part of it, because they're not far enough down the road to want to know the experiences that we have already had, why we are so overjoyed, that have been here longer and achieved more. But at the beginning, for them to be able to see the changes and hear it come direct from the company, and then, like I said, just tell them, some of it is not going to apply to you because you're not going to be able to envision what Vance and I can. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I think the greatest thing in what you're describing is that, let's say I would just sponsored somebody and they're at the direct level. They bought a vital day pack and that's all they've done. They don't even understand the compensation plan. They haven't even seen the compensation plan. But you have alluded to them that there's 4 different levels, senior, executive, bronze, and silver, and there is money to be earned once they introduce a few other people and they start accumulating volume. Well, now that accumulation of volume is going to be easier, and it's going to be more beneficial to them to ramp this up a little bit. And I think the greatest thing we can do is whatever a person's comfort level is, or whatever a person's entry level into NECAN. Maybe it's the mag steps. Maybe it's the waterfall. Maybe it's the air units. It doesn't matter what their entry level is. Or maybe it's the nutrition that, you know, they were introduced to the common sense about salt and water booklet from Phil Offerly, and all they know is Jade Greenzyme's real salt and water, you know, PyMag water, and that's all they know, and that's all they're ever talking to people about is, you know, from Niken, Jade Greenzymes and water. Okay, well, we now have an opportunity, rewind that, as of midnight tonight, once this new plan is implemented, we'll have the opportunity to do this in an accelerated rate that we never had before. And we'll have the opportunity to show people, Mom, somebody who's in there, I never asked you guys this question, but you and Dad both get a Social Security check. I don't want to know the amount. But a lot of people that are your age that are 65 plus, what is a kind of an average Social Security check, or is there such thing as an average Social Security check today?
Oh, I don't know. I would just guess somewhere around $1,000.
Okay, so $1,000. So if somebody in their 30s, 40s, 50s, even 20s, any age, could tap into a residual income of $500, $1,000, $1,500 from doing what they're already doing, to me that just would be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, yes. And look at the difference in the level of where they are going to be as to what they can enjoy as a family.
Mm-hmm.
With that extra income. I mean, just putting it, you know, like I used to say, I worked just to give us great family vacations worldwide. And to me, that was a real plus. And, you know, when I think about it now, look at the plus it's created. An international.
Sure.
And your two siblings having an incredible appreciation for the education they get from traveling. And seeing their children travel with them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's worth every bit, every ounce of energy I put into it, which was a lot more than you'd be putting in now to get that check of $1,000, $1,500.
Right.
Time-wise.
Okay. Well, we're 30. Go ahead.
Vince, this is June.
Morning,
may or may not be part of the same call, but I was on the library last night, and there was under the new forms, they always show the new forms. It was something about a brand new reinstatement form that was the latest form they were showing. Was
okay.
That discussed on the call?
No.
Okay.
But that form has been retooled, if I could use that word, retooled.
Different criteria.
Because we're seeing not a massive amount of people, but an accelerated group of people that, and you've come across these as well,
mm-hmm.
that were in Niken at one point. They, you know, they made it to executive, or they built it to silver, and then they lost interest, or life got in the way, or whatever. We're seeing people come back in now, and they're starting all over. That's different than that reinstatement form. A reinstatement
mm-hmm.
form is something people need to use that if they're basic. No, I'm sorry, June. I'm totally off on that. You can use that same form to come back in, and it's easier rather than filling out a whole new application because you're wanting to basically to be reinstated, but you're starting
right.
all over again.
You're starting all over again, but it's the first I've seen that. Where you don't have, if I read it correctly and I'm not in front of the computer, I don't want to misquote, you don't get your level, you don't get your downline, but you're able to come back in at the $27.50.
Yes.
Like now, like the renewal fee.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
how it is.
It's there under new forms. And I read it three times to make sure I read it correctly.
basically, to quote what Jonathan said a few minutes ago to the President's Club members, there shouldn't be any excuses, any hurdles, as I started at the beginning of this call 30 minutes ago. Any excuses or any walls or barriers that we may have had in place before, they don't exist. And if somebody, you know, was an executive 10 years ago and they want to come back in and, you know, well, you're obviously, did you sponsor anybody? Well, we didn't. We just We bought $5,000 worth of product, but we'd like to have that. Well, is that possible? Well, let's take care of it on a case-by-case scenario, and let's check it out and see what happens. But that's a small portion of the people that are out there. What we're discovering, I just re-signed up a gal a couple weeks ago who was a silver years and years and years ago. We got reconnected on Facebook, and I'm not a normal daily Facebooker. I'm more like a weekly Facebooker. I get on there just to kind of see and clear out some stuff. But we reconnected, and she said, I really desperately need the waterfall. That's what I want to start with. But then I'm looking at a sleep system and some other stuff. And so, you know, but she knew better than to pay retail. And so put her back in, and then all of a sudden she says, well, hey, I got this group of ladies that we meet with from church, and we do these wellness things a couple times a month. You think I should talk about the water? I said, well, it's up to you. So, but the biggest thing is, and this is what was reiterated, and I will reiterate this again, is, and it sounds like we may be winding this up unless people want to, and I'm not going to open up the lines because it creates a chaotic, the line is open. All you have to do on your part is hit *6, and that'll
bring you
line.
I have a question for you, Van.
Hang on 1 second. Let me say this. Please, 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 I think Jonathan used 4 pleases. Get on the WebEx tomorrow night. All the information should be in your email box. If it's not there, call another Nikan Wellness Consultant. And if you can't find anybody, call me, email me, text me, whatever. And I'll just give you my phone number, and I'll happily, more than happy, email it to you. But all the information's there. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, that's a Sunday, July 1st, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, obviously 8 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. But get on the WebEx so you can hear it firsthand. So go ahead. Question.
Well, Vance, the question is, and this is Paul Briggs. Let's say that what we're hearing, the excuses are gone, and we have people who are or have been maybe detached or bewildered or lost or whatever. What would you recommend would be a point of re-entry?
I think the biggest thing that we can do, Paul, and Paul, I'm going to tap into you because I believe last weekend, a week ago, you were with Jonathan Hallstrom and Dave Balzer, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. See, I'd love to tap into some of that because you you got to see two guys, or at least Jonathan, per se, who knew all of this information, who had to have been biting his tongue to the point of bloodying it to, you know, not spill this information. The greatest point of reentry, I think that what we need to do with people, and I'm thinking about the people that are in our personal group or in our leadership group that are, you know, breakaway leaders, silvers and above, is take the time to get together with them either via the phone or in person for a few minutes and say, once you see this information and say, wow, what I thought we had before as far as a golden opportunity, I mean, this is the goose that's laying the golden egg and is continuing to lay those golden eggs. And I apologize if I defer to answer your question, but our two-year-old has fallen in love with the Disney movie Aristocrats. And in that movie, there's these two geese that walk funny. They both have English accents. Well, she walks around the house walking like them on a regular basis, so we started calling her the goose. And it's not a derogatory statement at all, but if we're thinking about trying to find that magic goose that's going to lay the golden egg, well, I think it's been laid with this. And for people as far as reentry, Paul, I think the greatest thing can be is take the time to get together with them. There's not something you can really email. We've got to be that, you know, belly to belly, nose to nose, face to face, that so that we can see in their eye, as the Bible says, that twinkling of the eye, that aha that we learn at humans being more, that expression of, oh, that makes sense. We have a takeaway that the information was assimilated. So it makes sense. And I think that's where if we break this down so they can see, okay, you're right here. What would it take for you to be right here? could you see yourself duplicating yourself in a few other people? Because now what used to be here is now right here. So Molly asked the question, is it still, you know, 100 personal volume, 3 senior legs, you know, for silver? Absolutely, that stayed the same. What has changed is the big elephant that we were eating one bite at a time to get to silver. And sorry if I keep focusing on silver, because Mom and I and Stephen and that, but that's just the big thing. Paul, does that answer your question?
Well, I think that's partially on the direction, because I think some things that I may be struggling with is my why again, and so I asked Janice just a little while ago that I wanted to ask you a question about the why, the what. You know, years ago, I think when I started Niken, that a comment was, I would do Niken whether I got paid or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to the why, you know, and perhaps my why has changed over the years because of life and now having a full family. And Janice goes, well, I remember several years ago when you spoke with Vance and he told you this. And I wrote it down. Janice's quote of quoting Van. And it says here something to this order, and you can verify this or not. I'm not doing Niken for all the other people. Maybe that's not 100%, but I'm doing this to take care of my family. And that goes kind of online of what Jonathan brought up this past weekend in Chicago, that to give yourself permission to do it for your reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thought is that, you know, we do, perhaps I need to give myself permission to really respect my family and to take care of them in a way that's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an obligation to say no, and we also have an obligation to say yes. And we all only have 24 hours a day, you know, and that's it. And, you know, I said yes almost 5 years ago to joining and being a volunteer firefighter. And when I sat down, less than an hour ago to dial this number and be on this call, my pager went off saying that, oh, I've got a call. Well, I get to say no because I have something more important than dealing with somebody else's emergency, even though I'm, you know, a firefighter. But my reasons for doing Niken are because I want to invest in other people so that we in turn get the investment back, get the commission back, so that I don't, so I have the liberty or the freedom to work from home or play at home, is a better way of saying it, because what we do in Niken really isn't that difficult. Introducing people to these solutions. And if we want to make it greater, we just have to accelerate our rate of introduction. If we're not satisfied with our rate of success, we'll increase the rate of failure. It's about developing a better habit. Dave Johnson said it really well a few weeks ago when he was on this call. He still, you know, after 20-plus years being in Niken and being the highest income earner in North America, he still only gets about 3 out of 10 people that he talks to. And if you had that kind of a baseball average, you'd be getting paid really, really well. So, Paul, was there anything else? I know there was a lot of things that you observed a week ago up in Chicago with Jonathan Hallstrom and Dave Balzer. Did that help redefine your why?
It did, and it also brought some more questions that I saw I was not asking of myself. And I found myself speaking to my son the other day, just needing a little help in the yard. And my son is 13. And, you know, just saying, you know, it's worth taking care of our own home. It's worth taking care of our own yard. Mm-hmm. And you know, just, you know, we think about just elevating that a little bit. It's worth taking care of our lives and giving ourselves the permission to take care of ourselves. And it sounds selfish, but the only way we can do that is to help others, and you can. So it's a full picture there. It's really a reversal of what we're not taught in corporate America is, what we are taught in corporate America is, I own you, and you have to, and you just said clearly, we get to say no, and we can, if we so choose, and we go to work and we apply ourselves. So it's been a very inspirational morning, for sure, on this call, and just the time with Jonathan and Dave Balzer last weekend.
So I look forward to talking to you a week from now, if not before, when Pat and Suzanne Truax are our guests, and have a great 4th of July to everybody out there. Stay safe. Don't blow off your fingers with the firecrackers. We don't need that. And I think that's it. So please call me, email me if there's anything I can do on my end. Love to help you out, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.